弟兄姐妹平安。
Greetings, brothers and sisters.
很高兴又来到大家当中，跟一起来分享神的话语。
It's my great pleasure to be here again to share God's words with you.
我们先一起来祷告。
Let's bow our head and pray.
我们感谢我们在天上的父神。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you.
感谢你把宝贵的话语赐给我们。
Thank you for giving us the precious words.
特别是把《使徒行传》赐给我们，
Especially the Book of Acts.
让我们可以了解教会早期的一个状况。
So we get to have a glimpse of what the church was like in the early time.
我们可以看到早期的门徒是怎样把福音从耶路撒冷传到地极的。
So that we could see how the disciples in the early time spread gospel from Jerusalem to the ends of the earth.
我们知道在中间经历了很多的困难挑战。
We know in this process they've encountered many difficulties.
但是你把圣灵赐下，我们就得着能力。
But you have granted the Holy Spirit, so we are enabled.
以致我们可以靠着你能够来去完成你所吩咐我们的使命。
So that we are able to fulfill the commission.
求你能够来帮助我们今天来思想《使徒行传》当中的一些经文。
Please help us to reflect on the words from the Book of Acts.
我们可以看到，信徒的人数是怎样日渐加增的。
We can see how the number in disciples have increased gradually.
我们也把这些经文能够应用到我们今天的教会当中。
So that we can use what we learn from those words into life in the church.
求你开启我们的心，能够明白你话语中的奥秘。
Please open our hearts so we can understand your words.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣基督名求。
In Jesus' name, we pray.
Amen. 前段时间我在中文堂分享了一系列的讲道，就是如何建造有生命活力的教会。
A while ago, I shared a series of sermons in the Chinese ministry on how to build a vibrant church.
今天我也希望在英文堂分享这个话题。
And so today I wanted to share this topic with you.
让我们一起来建造有生命活力的基督生命堂。
So that we can together build a vibrant Christ-like church.
基督生命堂不仅是中文堂成人的教会。
Christ-like church is not just for the adults.
也是我们这些年轻人的教会。
But also for the younger generation.
是我们属灵的家。
It's our spiritual home.
我盼望我们当中的每一位都把生命堂当作自己的家来建造来爱护。
I hope everyone can treat this church as her own home and love and protect it.
我不知道大家对教会对生命堂有些什么样的感觉，你是不是把这个教会当作你一个属灵的家？
I wonder what your feelings toward our Christ-like church. Do you see it as your home?
还是你只是把这个地方当着一个你星期天来一个敬拜的一个地方而已？
Or you simply just treat it as a place where you come every Sunday to worship.
所以我这是我心里面的盼望，我盼望着不管我们是成人还者是青少年，都能够把这个教会真正当作你的一个属灵的一个家庭。
My expectation is that including all the adults and the younger people, we can all treat our Christ-like church as our home and to love and protect it.
那么如果这是一个家的话，我们应该怎样在当中，我们怎样生活在其中？
And if this church is our home, how do we live inside this home?
我们可以做些什么事情？
And what could we do?
所以我今天就是要来分享这方面的信息。
That's basically what I'm going to share with you today.
在《使徒行传》当中，我们刚才Grace 读的那段经文里面，我们可以看到，耶稣基督他在复活、快要升天之前，他交代给门徒一个大使命。
In the scripture reading, Grace just read to us.We can see that after Jesus was resurrected and before he was taken up to heaven, he gave his disciples Great Commission.
这个大使命就是要把福音从耶路撒冷传到地极，为主做见证。
Which was to spread the gospel from Jerusalem to the ends of the earth and to bear witness for God.
在《使徒行传》第一章第八节是可以说是整卷书的核心。
Acts chapter 1 verse 8 is the core of this whole book.
我不知道可以 OK。我们可以一起把在第八节我们一起来读一遍吗？
Let's read verse 8 together.
But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witness in Jerusalem, and in all Judea, and Samaria, and to the end of the earth.
这节经文是整个使徒行传的核心。
This verse is the core of the book of Acts.
整个使徒行传都是在围绕着这节经文在展开的。
The whole book was surrounded by this verse.
我们可以看见福音是怎样从耶路撒冷开始传到犹太全地，传到撒玛利亚，传到以外邦人为主的安提阿。
We saw how gospel spread from Jerusalem to Judea to Samaria and to Antioch, which was occupied by Gentiles.
在这个福音的传播过程当中，我留意到一组类似的词、类似意思的词多次的出现。
And during this process of the spreading, I noticed a group of words with similar meanings appeared many times.
就是信而归主的人越来越多，这个词是反复出现的。
And that is more and more believe, more and more people believe in Jesus.
教会得着圣灵所赐的能力，按照主耶稣所吩咐的，不断将福音传播开来。早期教会就是这样一个充满生命活力的教会，信而归主的人就越来越多。
So, church in the early time was enabled by the Holy Spirit, and the church kept growing and attracted more and more believers. And we could see the church in the early time was vibrant and energetic.
一个充满生命活力的教会是一个不断增长的教会。
A church of vitality is a church that is going to continue to grow.
是一个活出基督生命的教会。
A church that lived out the life of the Christ life.
是一个荣耀主名的教会。
A church that glorified the name of Jesus.
我希望基督生命堂也能够如早期教会那样充满生命的活力。
I hope that our Christ-like church could be as vibrant as the church in the old time.
这是我对教会的盼望。
This is my expectation for our church.
也是每一位爱教会的弟兄姐妹的盼望。
It's also every brother and sister's expectation.
我不知道这是不是你们的盼望。
I wonder if this is what you expect of our church.
我们希望教会 grow 吗？
Do you want our church to grow?
在使徒行传当中，每次出现信主的人数大大加增的时候，我还留意到都会伴随着一个特别的事件发生。
Whenever there's a big jump in the number in believers, something special, some special events will happen.
正是这些特别事件的发生，促进了教会信主的人数日渐加增。
Which is because of those special events, they contributed to the increase in number of believers.
那我们来看这些特别的事件是有哪些，我今天只讲两件事情。
Let's take a look at those events. I'm going to take two examples.
第一处出现的经文是在《使徒行传》第二章。
The first event happened in verse chapter 2.
在《使徒行传》第二章37-41节这样讲，说众人听见这话，觉得扎心。就对彼得和其余的使徒说，弟兄们，我们当怎样行？彼得说，你们个人要悔改，奉耶稣基督的名受洗，叫你们的罪得赦，就必领受所赐的圣灵，因为这应许是我给你们和你们的儿女，并一切在远方的人，就是主我们神所招来的。
In Acts chapter 2 verses 37-41 said When the people heard this, they were cut to the heart and said to Peter and the other apostles, Brothers, what shall we do? Peter replied, "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. The promise is for you and your children, and for all who are far off, for all whom the Lord our God will call."
彼得还用许多话做见证，劝勉他们说，你们当就自己脱离这弯曲的时代。于是领受他话的人就受了洗，那一天门徒约添了3000人。
With many other words he warned them, and he pleaded with them, "Save yourselves from this corrupt generation." Those who accepted his message were baptized, and about 3,000 were added to their number that day.
彼得第一次讲道，然后就有3000人信主。
This was the first time Peter publicly preached, and 3,000 people believed in Jesus.
我盼望着我讲到，如果能够有3个人信主的话，我就很开心了。
If I could convert 3 people, I would be overjoyed.
这段经文是《使徒行传》当中出现的第一次大规模人数信主的状况。
Oh, this is the first time a large group of people believed in Jesus happened in Acts.
但是在彼得讲到之前发生了什么事情呢？
But what happened before Peter preached?
就是在五旬节的时候，耶稣的门徒聚集在一起，然后圣灵像大风与火一样降临下来，门徒就被圣灵充满。按照圣灵所赐的口才说起别国的语言来，向那些从其他地方回到耶路撒冷过五旬节的犹太人，用他们能明白的话向他们为耶稣做见证。
This happened during Pentecost when Jesus' disciples gathered together, and out of sudden the Holy Spirit came upon them like wind and fire, and they were enabled by Holy Spirit to speak other tongues.And then all the Jews from other nations, when they come back for Pentecost, they heard the disciples preaching to them in their own language.
当在众人都很惊讶，哇，这些耶稣的门徒竟然说起他们的语言来，他们都感觉到非常的惊讶稀奇。然后彼得就在这个时候抓住机会，向这些人来传讲耶稣基督的福音。
All the Jews were surprised and shocked that the disciples were speaking their own language, and Peter took that opportunity and started to preach to them.
彼得说，现在所发生的事情正应验了圣经的预言，耶稣他从死里复活了，神已经立他为主，为基督了。
And Peter taught them that what happened right now is proof that the prophecies in Bibles were fulfilled.And God has made Jesus the King, the Christ.
众人听见这样的福音信息，然后彼得就呼召他们要悔改，奉耶稣基督的名受洗，罪就得赦免。
And when all the audience heard this message, Peter called on them to repent and confess so that their sins can be forgiven.
结果当时就有3000人信主受洗，成为耶稣的门徒。
And then 3,000 people decided to believe in Jesus, and they were baptized.
彼得第一次开口公开传讲耶稣的福音，就有3000人信主受洗。
The first time Peter preached, 3,000 people believed.
这不是彼得他有多大的个人能力，也不是因为彼得的演讲技巧有多好。
It was not because of Peter's personal charisma or his public speaking skills.
我们知道彼得他原来是做什么的？
You know what Peter used to be?
我要问一下这些那个 Larry， 彼得他以前是做什么的工作？
钓鱼的。
是钓鱼的，是钓鱼，他只能一个一个钓哈，他是渔夫，他是用网来打鱼的。
Peter used to be a fisherman.
这个好像是 Joshua 的那个理想工作哈。
Is this your dream job?
那个彼得他是以前他是一个渔夫，他渔夫在那个时候他是没有受过良好的教育的。
Peter used to be fisherman who was not well educated.
他不需要去大学里面上学，然后才能当渔夫，对吗？
He didn't need a university degree to be a fisherman.
所以彼得他的这个受教育程度不是很高。
So he didn't have a good education.
但是我们也知道，在彼得在耶稣被抓的时候，他也非常的软弱，三次在人面前不认耶稣。
And we also know that when Jesus was arrested, Peter was weak. He dared not acknowledge Jesus in public for three times.
就是这样一个彼得，当圣灵降临在他身上之后，彼得就与其他的门徒一样被圣灵充满，他就得着了能力。
But when the Holy Spirit came upon Peter, he was like other disciples. He was filled by Holy Spirit.
他就根据旧约圣经证明耶稣就是所预言的那位基督。
So he was enabled to testify that Jesus was Christ according to the Old Testament.
是死里复活的救主。
Who had been resurrected from the dead.
当时在场的犹太人面对彼得充满能力的信息，他们的心感觉被狠狠地扎了一下。
All the Jews present were faced with Peter's powerful message, and they all felt cut to their hearts.
他们就敞开心来接受耶稣基督是他们的救主。
So they all opened up their heart to accept Jesus as their savior.
所以你可以看到，彼得原来是这样的一个人，他以得着圣灵的能力之后，他以传讲信息，然后就有这么大的能力。
So from Peter's transformation, we could see that once he was fulfilled by Holy Spirit, he was able to convert so many people to believe in Jesus.
并且我们看到，当时其实不只是彼得一个人啊。这样被圣灵充满。
It was not only Peter who was filled by Holy Spirit.
而是所有的门徒都被圣灵充满，他们都在传讲耶稣基督的福音信息。
But all other disciples were also filled with Holy Spirit, and they were all preaching Jesus' gospel.
这些正是导致早期教会的门徒快速增长的原因。
And this was the factor that contributed to the rapid increase in believers in early time.
他们都被圣灵充满，他们就得着能力，放胆传讲福音。
They were filled with Holy Spirit, and they were enabled to boldly testify Jesus' gospel.
圣灵也在听众的他们的身上做工，来开启他们的心。然后使他们的心被扎，就渴慕寻求耶稣基督的救恩，事情就是这样成了。
And the Holy Spirit also works on the audience, so that they felt a cut to their hearts and they're willing to open up their hearts to seek God's salvation, and it was so.
所以我们看到一个圣灵，所以我们看到一个充满生命活力的教会的一个首要因素，就是一个被圣灵充满的教会。
So from there, we can see that for a church to be vibrant, firstly, it needs to be filled with Holy Spirit.
我们若被圣灵充满，我们就得着能力，我们就可以放胆为耶稣做见证。
If we are filled with Holy Spirit, we'll be enabled to boldly preach God's gospel and bear witness for Him.
我们被圣灵充满，我们为耶稣做见证的时候，圣灵也充满了我们做见证的这个环境的周围。
As we preach God's gospel and bear witness, our surrounding environment will also be filled with the Holy Spirit.
圣灵就大大做工来触动人麻木冰冷的心，人也被圣灵所感，愿意接受耶稣基督为救主。
And the Holy Spirit will work on people's numb and cold hearts so that they will be able to open up their hearts and welcome Jesus in.
圣灵充满的地方也就充满了基督的福音，也充满了生命的活力。
Places filled with Holy Spirit also blessed by God's love and Jesus' gospel.
教会被圣灵充满，教会信主的人数不断加增是必定的。
When the church is filled with Holy Spirit, it's a sure thing that it will attract more believers.
一个教会若没有被圣灵充满，就失去生命的活力，教会就会逐渐枯萎。
If a church is not filled with Holy Spirit, it doesn't have that vitality, and the church will fail.
我不知道大家有没有感受到过被圣灵充满。
I wonder if you ever felt filled with Holy Spirit.
还是就是一直觉得好像生活就是这样子，好像感受不到圣灵在我们身上的能力。
Or you never felt Holy Spirit working in you.
可能就是在我们的这一个舒适的环境里面，这种与经历圣灵的能力的这种机会好像不是很多。
I guess when we live in such a comfortable environment, we don't seem to have connections with Holy Spirit.
我不知道那个 Larry， 你去年在去洪都拉斯的时候，在那整个那个 trip 的时候，你有没有感受到被圣灵充满的那 moments？A lot.
It was a lot.
Okay.
Like in Ignatius? Yeah, so I mean, helping a lot of the people there, right? You see that God is helping them, right? And you can kind of feel the Holy Spirit that's like with them.
Okay, good. 所以真的是盼望在座的有机会的话，真的是可以走出去，可以去经历与神同在，然后去感受圣灵充满。
I hope that if you have an opportunity, you can walk out of your comfort zone and go to those places where you can feel how the Holy Spirit is working.
那么一个教会或者是一个信徒怎样才能够被圣灵充满呢？
So the question is, how can a church be filled with Holy Spirit?
首先呢，就是我们需要认罪悔改。
The first step is to repent and confess.
如果我们的心被各样的罪缠绕，我们的心被各样不蒙神喜悦的心思意念占据，那么我们是很难被圣灵充满的。
If our minds are tangled with all the evil thoughts or the needs that are not pleasing to God, we cannot be filled with the Holy Spirit.
如果你成天在网上看打游戏，你成天在网上看一些无聊的一些视频，你觉得你看这些东西的时候会被圣灵所充满吗？
If you spend a whole day surfing on internet looking at those TikTok videos, do you think you can be filled with Holy Spirit?
你在玩游戏的时候玩那些就是打枪的或者是一些暴力的这些游戏的时候，你觉得你会被圣灵充满吗？
And if you're playing all the violent video games, do you think you can be filled with the Holy Spirit?
如果你成天就在想着怎样可以买更漂亮的衣服穿，然后整天可以想着可以吃得更好一点，你觉得你会被圣灵所充满吗？
If you think aboutbuying beautiful clothes or eating delicious foods all the time, do you think you can be filled with Holy Spirit?
作为一个基督徒，我们每天要做的事情，我们需要来到神面前检讨自己的罪。
As a Christian, we are supposed to come before God and reflect on our sins every day.
我们要认识自己的罪。
We need to acknowledge our sins.
我们要知道什么是神所喜欢的事情，什么是神所不喜欢的事情。
We need to know what things are pleasing to God and what things are not.
这是作为真的是我们要来到神面前认这些罪，求神来除去这些罪。
We need to repent and ask for forgiveness.
教会作为一个整体，我们也需要常常反思在教会里面有什么罪在当中。
As a unity, the church needs to think about all the sins that the majority of the congregation are committing.
比如说结党、纷争、谣言、毁谤等等。
For example, like factions, dissensions, or rumors and slanders, and so on.
如果这些罪充满了教会，教会就会成为一个充满毒气的环境。
if a church is filled with all these negative things, it becomes a toxic environment.
那么如果一个教会被毒气所充满，教会怎能被圣灵所充满呢？
And in that case, how can this church be filled with the Holy Spirit?
教会怎能充满生命的活力呢？
How can this church be vibrant?
教会若要被圣灵充满，认罪悔改，除去各样的罪，是最基本的条件。
So for a church to become vibrant, it needs to repent, confess, and remove the sins.
其次，我们需要顺服圣灵。
And next, we need to be obedient to the Holy Spirit.
我们当中大部分都是已经信主受洗的。
So majority of the congregation today are believers.
如果我们真的信主的话，我们里面就有圣灵在我们里面。
If you truly believe in God,The Holy Spirit is in you.
但是圣灵在我们里面并不等同于我们每个人都被圣灵所充满。
But it doesn't mean that we are naturally filled with the Holy Spirit.
圣灵在我们里面常常会提醒我们，引导我们，警告我们，责备我们。
The Holy Spirit in us reminds us, warns us, and rebukes us and exhorts us.
但是我们如果不顺服圣灵 这些的工作的话，那个圣灵在我们里面，我们也不会真正来影响我们。
But if we're not obedient to the Holy Spirit, it doesn't really make much difference on us.
保罗在哥林多在帖撒罗尼迦前书五章十九节说，我们不要消灭圣灵的感动。
In the first Thessalonians chapter 5 verse 19, Paul said, "Do not quench the Spirit."
意思是说，就是提醒我们不要压制、消灭圣灵在我们里面的工作。
It reminds us not to suppress or eliminate the work that Holy Spirit does in us.
圣灵在我们里面，它原本要像火一样在我们里面燃烧，点燃我们爱神爱人的心。
The Holy Spirit is supposed to be like a burning fire in us to ignite our heart to love God and love others.
但是如果我们手里面像拿着一个灭火器一样，要把圣灵在我们里面的火给扑灭的话，我们怎能够被圣灵所充满呢？
But if we hold a fire extinguisher and try to put out the fire, then how can we be filled with the Holy Spirit?
所以我们若要被圣灵充满，我们必须顺服圣灵的工作。
So in order to be filled with the Holy Spirit, we need to be obedient to the work of the Holy Spirit.
我们顺服圣灵，我们就可以得着圣灵的帮助。
Once we're obedient, we can get help from the Holy Spirit.
我们就可以得着圣灵的能力。
We will be enabled by the Holy Spirit.
我们就可以真正的来侍奉神。
To serve God,
传福音带领人信主。
To preach the gospel and bring people to believe in God.
教会就会充满生命的活力。
And then the church will become vibrant.
所以大家可以去思想，我不用讲太多。可能在过去的一周当中，可能圣灵在你里面有很多的提醒，有很多的责备。我们自己思想，在过去的一周当中，我们有没有顺服圣灵的工作？
I wanted you to reflect on what happened in the past week. Do you recall any times when the Holy Spirit was warning you, was reminding you or something, and were you obedient to the Holy Spirit?
所以认罪悔改与顺服圣灵是被圣灵充满两个最基本的条件。
So repent, confess, andobedience to Holy Spirit are the two most basic conditions to be filled with Holy Spirit.
就像是一个是把自己倒空，另外一个是把圣灵请进来。
So that the first step is to empty ourselves, and the second step is to invite Holy Spirit to come in.
这是教会有生命活力的一个首要因素。
This is the primary factor for a church to be vibrant.
所以弟兄姐妹们，在这两方面，我们自己的状态如何呢？
So, my dear brothers and sisters, where are we exactly in those two areas?
我们是否常感到被圣灵充满？
Do you often feel that you are filled with Holy Spirit?
如果有，真是感谢神，圣灵就在我们当中做工，教会就充满生命的活力。
If your answer is yes, then praise the Lord, the Holy Spirit is freely working, among us.
如果没有，那么问题到底出在什么地方？
If no, then, where is the problem?
是因为罪太多，还是我们不顺服圣灵？
Is it because we have committed too many sins, or because we are disobedient?
我感谢神，在这段时间 ，Pastor Daniel 他在休假期间里面。
I want to thank God that during this time when Pastor Daniel was on a parental leave.
我看到弟兄姐妹开始起来，能够来一起来侍奉神。
I'm very pleased to see all the brothers and sisters are willing to set up and help with the ministry.
我相信这是你们顺服圣灵的工作的一个表现。
I believe this is a proof that you are being obedient to the Holy Spirit.
当你们顺服圣灵的工作的时候，你就得着圣灵所赐的能力。
When you are obedient to the Holy Spirit will enable you.
你就可以更好的来去侍奉神，能够来去爱神。
And you will be able to love and serve God better.
这就是在用这样的方式来建造教会。
And this is how we build the church.
如果我们当中的每个人，不管是年纪大的还是年纪轻的，我们每个人都顺服圣灵在我们心里面的感动，我们每个人都起来用自己的方式。从神所领受的能够一起来去侍奉神的话，虽然说我们英文堂的弟兄姐妹不是很多，但是我们每个人都起来顺服圣灵的工作的时候，我们就可以仍然使这个生命英文堂充满了生命的活力。大家阿们吗？
So, if everyone can be obedient to the Holy Spirit and is willing to set up and help with the English ministry, even though we don't have many people in our congregation, we can still makeThis ministry vibrant.
所以不要，可能不要，因为我们觉得好像我们人少，好像哎呀，我们做不了什么事情，那是错误。
So, just because we don't have many numbers in our congregation doesn't mean we can make a great ministry.
真的是，当我们愿意顺服圣灵的时候，我们就得着圣灵的能力，我们被圣灵充满，我们就也是可以很好的来去侍奉神，能够来去建造教会。
When we are filled with the Holy Spirit and we are obedient to the work of the Holy Spirit, we are able to build a better ministry.
好，我们来看《使徒行传》当中第二次出现信徒的人数越发加增的经文。是出现在第二章四十二到四十七节。
So the second time when a lot of people believed in Jesus happened in Acts chapter 2 verses 42 to 47.
那个地方是这样讲的，说门徒们都恒心遵守使徒的教训，彼此交接拨饼祈祷。
They devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and to fellowship, to the breaking of bread and to prayer.
众人都惧怕，使徒又行了许多奇事神迹，信的人都在一处，凡物供用，并且卖了田财家业，照个人所需用的分给个人。
Everyone was filled with awe at the many wonders and signs performed by the apostles. All the believers were together and had everything in common. They sold property and possessions to give to anyone who had a need.
他们天天同心合意的在店里且在家中拨饼，乘着欢喜诚实的心用饭，感谢神得众民的喜爱，主将得救的人数天天加给他们。
Every day they continued to meet together in the temple courts. They broke bread in their homes and ate together with glad and sincere hearts, praising God and enjoying the favor of all the people. And the Lord added to their number daily those who were being saved.
所以这是再次出现。信徒得救的人数天天加给他们，信主的人数日渐加增。
This is when a big number were added to the believers.
那么是什么原因导致得救的人数天天加给早期的耶路撒冷教会呢？
So what was the reason that are big number were added to the believers.
很显然，与他们在一起用爱心的行动彼此相爱是分不开的。
So obviously, was related to their actions of loving one another.
早期教会他们彼此相爱相助不是挂在嘴头上的，而是以实际的行动活出来的。
Loving one another was not just words in the early church. They lived out in actions.
他们生活在一起，凡物共用，并且卖了自己的田财或家业，照个人所需用的分给个人。
They lived together. They sold their properties and possessions, and to give them to those who are in need.
他们把自己的财产慷慨捐赠出来，分给那些有需要的贫穷的信徒。
They donated generously their possessions to the poor believers.
我相信他们不只是在钱财上帮助那些有需要的人，他们还在生活上面，在感情上面来帮助那些软弱的人。
I believe that they not only financially helped one another, they also cared for one another emotionally.
他们真的是把主的门徒当作自己的家人来彼此相爱。
And they truly treated God's disciples like their own family.
早期的耶路撒冷教会就是这样一个彼此相爱的大家庭。
The Jerusalem church in early time was like a loving big family.
我也盼望着在基督生命堂，我们也是这样一个彼此相爱的一个大家庭。
I hope that our Christ-like church can be a big loving family.
不管在这大家庭当中他是受过什么样的背景，或者是他是多么强壮的人，他是一个多么软弱的人，我们都彼此相爱。
Whether the person is weak or strong, or has a strong back, rich or poor, we can all love one another.
这些门徒他们能够彼此相爱，是因为他们被主的爱改变了他们的生命，从此他们不再为自己而活，而是为主而活。
They are able to love one another because their lives were changed by God's love, and they no longer lived for themselves, but to live for God.
他们回应主对门徒的命令，就是要彼此相爱，彼此服侍，要怜悯贫穷的，要喂养主的小羊。
They responded to God's commission to love one another, to care for one another, to feed God's land.
教会如此彼此相爱，他们美好的见证就吸引了无数的犹太人来寻求主的爱，所以圣经说他们得众民的喜爱，主将得救的人数天天加给他们。
When they loved one another, they attracted more and more Jews to convert to believe in God, and that's why they were all favored by the people, and Lord added numbers to them.
在这段经文当中，很多人读到的时候会有一个问题说。因为他们把这个家产都卖了，然后分给个人。那么我们现在是不是也要像耶路撒冷教会一样，把我们的家产都卖了，然后分给有需要的人呢？
Some people may raise a question: should we sell our properties and possessions like what they did in the early Jerusalem church?
在当时的耶路撒冷教会如此行，它是有特别的原因的。
There's a special reason why people did so in the early time.
一个原因就是当时教会当中确实有许多贫穷的信徒需要帮助。
One reason being that there were indeed many poor disciples in early time.
还有当时的一些门徒认为耶稣很快就会再来，所以留着财产也没有任何的用处，还不如早点卖了分给大家，分给有需要的人用。
And secondly, many disciples believed that Jesus was coming back soon, so there was no use in keeping their properties. They rather just sell properties and distribute it to those who are in need.
我们从旧约书信当中，我们看到后来的教会没有要求所有的信徒都必须变卖财产、凡物公用。
So from the New Testament letters, we can see that in the later time, churches no longer require disciples to sell their properties and possessions.
而是要求他们需要有慷慨的捐助。
Rather, they required generous donation.
把自己从神而来的部分收入甘心乐意奉献给教会，去帮助贫穷的信徒，来推动教会的各样事工，这才是每个信徒应尽的本分。
It is every disciple's duty to offer a portion of what they received from God to willingly give back to the church to support all the ministries in the church.
在钱财上慷慨的捐助只是教会活出彼此相爱的一部分，而不是全部。
Donating financially is only part of being is just part of loving one another, but not all.
更重要的是，我们需要有爱心去关心别人的需要。
More importantly, we should have a heart to care for one another.
在希伯来书十章二十四节提醒我们要彼此相顾，激发爱心，勉励行善。
So Hebrews chapter 10, verse 24 reminds us to care for one another, inspire love, and encourage good works.
我们生活在加拿大，可能在物质上面不是那么的缺乏。
We live in Canada where in materials we may not be deficit.
但是其实我们每个人在心灵上面确实有很多的软弱。
But deeply in our hearts, everyone can be weak.
这需要我们每一位信徒彼此相爱、彼此相顾、彼此关心。
That's why we need to care for our fellows.
让生活在教会这个大家庭的每一个成员都可以感受到被爱、被关心。
So every member of the big church can feel loved and cared for.
教会就应该是这样一个彼此相爱的大家庭，这是教会当有的本色。
Church should be a big loving family. That should be the true nature of a church.
教会如果能够活出彼此相爱，教会就会充满生命的活力，就会充满神的爱。这样的教会能不蒙众人的喜爱吗？
If a church loves one another, it's filled with Holy Spirit, and it's it cannot. There's no reason why it can't be favored by all people.
所以我们从耶路撒冷教会彼此相爱得救的人数就天天加增给他们，我们可以学习到今天的教会若真能够活出彼此相爱、彼此相顾来，神也必将得救的人数天天加添给我们。
So from the story that numbers were added to the Jerusalem church, we can know that if a church can truly live out the love, then it will have added numbers.
我们可以在此思想一下，在我们基督生命堂，我们是否彼此相爱了？
Let's take a moment and think about are we loving one another in our Christ Life Church?
我们知道坐在我们身边的那位弟兄姐妹，他有什么需要帮助的吗？
Do you know the person sitting next to you? Do you know his or her needs?
你知道他现在有遇到什么难处吗？
Do you know if he or she is in any troubles?
你有什么？你知道他有什么需要祷告的吗？
Anyone has any prayer requests?
可能你坐在你边上的都是你很熟悉的朋友，对不对？
Maybe you're sitting next to your good close friends.
我看到 Laura 和那个 Megan 他们坐在一起，他们可能彼此很了解。
I saw Megan and Laura sitting next to one another.
OK, 但是你们可以 ，Laura， 你知道后面坐在你后面的那个 Joyce， 你知道他有什么需要帮助的吗？
Laura.
所以我们在教会里面哈，我们不只是好可能跟你的那个很好的朋友在一起，你知道他的状况，我们还需要去认识我们可能不太熟悉的一些弟兄姐妹，我们也要了解他们的状况，知道他们有什么需要帮助，有什么需要祷告的。
So in the church it's not enough to just know your friends, but you should also get to know other people's needs.
所以我从上次开始在我们知道等会结束之后我们有那个爱宴，对不对？
So after today's session we have love meal.
我上次就要求弟兄姐妹，在你在吃爱宴的时候，在吃饭的时候，你要找一个跟你不熟悉的弟兄姐妹坐在一起吃饭。
So last love meal I asked everyone to sit next to a stranger.
所以我盼望着我们在英文堂的弟兄姐妹，当你在 一起吃饭的时候，你就去找一个你以前不熟悉的弟兄姐妹来跟他坐在一起，一起吃饭，来去了解他。
So, after the session, during today's love meal, I encourage you to sit next to a person who you barely know and try to get to know each other.
你只有了解他，认识他，你才知道他有什么需要帮助的，有什么需要祷告的。
You can only know this person's prayer requests or any needs once you know him.
你只有这样，你才能够真正的活出彼此相爱来。
And that's how you truly live out the loving for one another.
就像在我们今天当中，你知道今天有谁没来吗？
So you noticed anyone's missing from today's worship?
那个 Joshua， 你在说那个空的位置是谁？舒恒是吧？你知道他为什么没有来吗？
作业
对吧 ？OK， 那还有没有知道？就是知道他应该来的，但是他今天没有来。还有，你知道今天还有谁没来吗
？Do you know anyone who's supposed to be here but are absent？
所以我希望你可能知道他今天没来。我希望今天崇拜结束之后回到家，你可以给他发一个 message， 给他打个电话说你。有什么需要帮助的吗？有什么需要祷告的吗
？So if you noticed someone's missing or absent from today's worship, after today's session, I encourage you to go back home and give this person a text message and just to check on him.
我就这是一个对大家一个很简单的一个挑战。今天你听完道之后
，So this is my simple challenge for you after today's sermon.
你今天。回到家之后，你看谁没有来，你就给他发一个 message， 或者打个电话问候他一下，问他有什么需要祷告的，很简单。
That is to text message or call the person who's absent from today's worship and just ask how are they doing.
如果你们这样去做的话，我相信舒恒可能至少会接到10个 message， 然后问候他。
Yes.Today, Shu Hong probably will get 10 messages asking how he's doing.
他会感觉真的是很温暖被关心的感觉。
I think he for sure will feel loved and more.
如果哪一天你没有来，你也同样会收到至少10个的 message 在问候你。
So if one day you cannot make it to the worship, you will get 10 messages just asking how you're doing.
你们那个聊天那个软件叫什么名字啊？啊 ，Discord，OK、okay.。
What's that? I don't
know. Discord， 你不知道？ Oh, 这是他们在一起一个 social 的一个 media 的那个，
oh,
对，像 Facebook 一样的东西。Discord 不是用来讨论怎样打游戏的。
The app is not used primarily for video games.
Discord 可以用来关心你。教会的弟兄姐妹可以用来为他祷告的一个地方。
You can also use it to show your love and care for your brothers and sisters and pray for one another.
我希望在你们的 Discord， 在你们的 conversation 里面，是经常有神的话语在当中，而不只是 how to play game 这些话。
I hope instead of how to play video games better, we could incorporate more God's words in your conversation.
这就是我今天要跟大家分享的信息。
So this is all I have to share with you today.
我总结一下今天讲的内容。
So let me summarize today's sermon.
从《使徒行传》当中记载信主的人数不断加增的这些经文当中，我们学习到两点：如何建造有生命活力的教会。
From the increase in the numbers of believers in the Book of Acts, we learned two.Key points on how to build a vibrant church.
第一就是要成为一个被圣灵充满的教会。
First one is to become a church filled with Holy Spirit.
如何被圣灵充满呢？就是要不断的认罪悔改与持续顺服圣灵的带领。
And how to be filled with Holy Spirit? That is to continuously repent, confess, and being obedient to Holy Spirit.
第二就是要活出彼此相爱，彼此相顾来。
Second is to live out the love and caring for one another.
教会就会充满生命的活力，神必将得救的人数天天加增给我们。
And then our church will become a vibrant church, and big numbers will be added to us.
大家还记得我给你们的挑战吗？
So do you still remember my challenge for you?
Just take one action every week. 好，我们一起来祷告。
Let's bow our heads and pray.
亲爱的天父，谢谢你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you.
你用你的话语来提醒我们。
You use your words to remind us.
来劝勉我们。
To inspire us.
让我们能够一起同心合一来建造教会。
So we can join our hearts and build our house.
让我们彼此相爱。
Let us love one another.
你就把你的生命充满在我们当中。
So that you can be living freely among us.
使我们教会充满生命的活力。
So that we become a vibrant church.
你也必将得救的人数天天加添给我们。
And you will add the numbers to us who are being saved.
谢谢你帮助我们。
Thank you for helping us.
祷告奉主耶稣基督名求。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
好，谢谢才。